Utah County-based group Charity Vision is expanding operations in Haiti, supplying local doctors with resources to grow their practices. But working with Haitian local practices has an unusual struggle, as Doug Jackson, Charity Vision's CEO and the son of its founder, explains.
Haiti is an interesting country in that the whole world has been helping Haiti. It's unfortunate because it's damaged the medical community quite a bit because most everything that goes on in Haiti is just free foreign doctors coming in and doing charity work. One of our focuses in working with the locals, of course, is to build them up. And quite frankly, when the doctors are coming in nonstop, it undermines them.
In addition to unexpectedly undermining local practices, many foreign doctors left due to current civil unrest, leaving gaps in the Haitian medical field. But Jackson contributes Charity Vision's continuance there to its focus on helping local doctors.
We found that the local doctors who know the language and the culture and the pathology, you know, better than any foreign doctor would, are more than willing to help their own. It's been a wonderful combination. Our program has not stopped because it's the Haitians doing it. If we had to depend on bringing in foreigners all the time, then we would have been stopped a long time ago. But it's run by Haitians, Haitian doctors. It feels good to be able to be there and support them in getting up on their feet.
Jackson spoke about what Charity Vision focuses on in Haiti and their plans for future expansion there.
The vast majority of the blind in all of the Caribbean are in Haiti. They have a lot of eye problems in that country. So we put in eye clinics and we've strategically placed them so that they're all reachable to different parts of the country. We have one more clinic on the south side of the country we'd like to put in at the end of the year. And then we'll kind of have the entire island covered.
More information about Charity Vision can be found at upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Stephen Smith.